Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Time to open up that chat room. Hello. Well, it feels cold enough to be Christmas, doesn't it? I think so. Anyway, go into the chat room. If you don't know how to join the chat room, what you do is you join BTR Radio and create a, your logo. If you're promoting something, make what you're promoting or your website and your name. And then press remind, and anytime my show comes on and you're in the chat room, I'll try to block you. How's that? That's pretty awesome, I think. Pretty darn awesome. And, of course, I'm booked all weekend doing stand-up comedy gigs, so I got another call from SNL. Can I work this weekend? No, I can't. So with that in mind, I'm going to play some Tom Carosa to start us off with. Hey, Mendoza in the house, first one.
Unexpected cold front from the north has thrown a mighty curveball in our way. 3 feet of snow is coming forth, and everyone must sit right down and stay like piggies in a pen. Flying home has never been so risky. It seems I am the only one who tried. What I wouldn't do for love or whiskey. Couldn't find a place to curl up in an idle arm aloft again. Christmas. Are closed, trapped within its lair is worse than I suppose. Even with that super saver fare, it looks like I got off, 'cause their parts are so spare and leave me lonely and red-nosed. Here I sit enclosed without you. It'll be fun to see what Santa sees, a cozy glow in house after house, with hopes and dreams and fantasies, and no creature stirring, not even a mouse. It looks so perfect from above. Of the silent night keeps growing. The weather is fair and square. Why shouldn't it be snowing? Oh, please, please, please hear my prayer until I'm there. Home.
My head, Fred. Whence all but you have fled, Fred. There is no contesting, I've no way of manifesting. How much I'd prefer you dead, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make it in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son. On the riverbank, son. Which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Okay, stop for cheating me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit farther.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am. On the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. Okay, some lovely day for a naughty plank, well. You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I've got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned. It's cause I do not like that kind of game, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my empty sights of wanting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. I do not want to be grounded, nutted, deaded, headed, flatted, headed. I don't like that kind of stuff, blue. I don't like that. I've got skin, blin, button, blue.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't light it yet, pet.
That I won't be dead or nothing, Captain?
No, no, don't be frightened!
All right then, I'll just put a match to it and... Yeah, I can swing you! You're digging me again! I can't play this button game no more! Yeah. Picks up fractured kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of back out.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh no. Oh no, that's near the side, isn't it?
Hey, what did I do? I went blank there. Yes, it ended so abruptly. Hey, Chuck Skull's in the house. Watch for Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio this weekend. I believe it's at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Kat Vecchione. I think it's on Saturdays and Sundays, right? It's easy if you guys email me, I think, to remember all this stuff. So email me, Steve, your information, please. Hello, guest 176, wherever you are. Oh, there you are. It's Steve. As soon as I said it, you did it. That's amazing. George Benchers in the house. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dreamstream Radio. So check out the Mom and Pop Shop and go to their feed and join in the laughter and the camaraderie and the fun songs. Okay, Cyanide's in the house. Marco Polo, is it cold there where you are? Cyanide, is it so cold? Okay. Steve Mendoza just sent me his info so I can plug him. And he's on Thursdays at 4 p.m. with the Jukebox Diner and Sunday at 11 a.m. with the Big Band Brunch. Yeah, just every time I have a show, just email me. It's so much easier. That's the Steve Mendoza Show, the Jukebox Diner on Dreamstream Radio. Do they have a way that you could follow and get alerts when your show's going to be on? That would be great. Betty Jo Tucker's on the phone because she has bad service where she is. Betty Jo Tucker, what do you have at Movie Attic Headquarters this week? I'll tell you in a second what you have. December 17th at Movie Attic Headquarters celebrates the 30th anniversary of A Christmas Story. I love that movie. Interviews with Zach Ward and Julie Matthews, two original cast members. It's great, and the Broadway musical as well. Zach played the ferocious red-haired bully. Oh, Julie was one of the carolers as well as casting assistant for this great holiday classic. Madman AJ Hockery also joins the fun. 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters. Yeah. Now for some, you can still download my CD if you're listening, Marco. It's at CD Baby, Merry Christmas. Here's a little taste.
It's the only thing for me. I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the puppet reason. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for a romp, but she spurned his charms and she sailed o'er the former way. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, an angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the finest thing for me. And so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front. But people just laughed and said, it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
And for an encore...
Hey, I didn't think much of that. I think that my side was better.
Get that child out of
here.
Time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, old Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your proboscis so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now everybody sing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows.
Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Ah, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say...
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him. And they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
Yeah, that was Lizette and George Battinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Go to their Facebook page and follow them, too. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. The Steve Mendoza Show this weekend. Check out Steve. I'm learning so much more about cooking than I ever knew. I didn't know I didn't know so much. I didn't know that I didn't know. Anyway, it's the Steve Mendoza Show Thursdays at 4 p.m., the Jukebox Diner, and Sunday at 11 a.m., the Big Band Brunch on Dreamstream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Find out all you want to know. And by the way, Betty Jo has a couple of books out there. And if you go and check out Betty Jo Tucker there and ask for more book information, I believe it's available on Kindle. Great idea for Christmas, along with the George Bettinger CD. And, of course, Nancy Lombardo's Merry Christmas on CD Baby. You can download it cheaply. Chuck Skull. Chuck, did you post your times? I didn't see your times. So I have to scroll back up. Oh, there's a little scroll button. Come on back, scroll button. Scroll button went away. Come back, scroll button. Come back. I'm looking for you, Chuck. You're just going to have to post it again, and I'll, I know it's during the weekend. You're typing away. I see you're typing. And Steve Mendoza, the Big Band Brunch, has gone big in the UK, making lots of friends over there. Oh, that's wonderful, Steve. Very, very wonderful. I sent a private message. You sent a private message? Okay. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, there you are. Comedy Concepts. There you go. Golden Age at 10 a.m., the Golden Age of Radio at 8 p.m. Saturday with Kat Vecchione at 8 p.m. Sunday, Skull's World of Mayhem. I can't tell what's what because there's no capital letters, but I'll take your word for it. So Chuck Skull at 10 a.m., the Golden Age of Radio, 8 p.m. Saturday with Kat at 8 p.m. Sunday. Okay. Oh, I get it. 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Can't you just say that with Kat Vecchione? It's Chuck Skull. Crazy Chuck Skull. Crazy, I tell you. He's a crazy man. Anyway, here's a little promo Steve Mendoza made for me because he's that kind of
friends,
a guy.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Okay, these guys were supposed to call me today, but they didn't, but I'm going to play their song anyway. They had a great video, Trashmation is their site that you want to go to, www.trashmation. Am I saying it right? I can't even say it because it's got too many consonants. Trashmation. Anyway, it's very good, and I don't have their names here, but I'm going to play them again when they came. I think one of them's name is Brian. You know what helps when you sign your name to things? Daniel. That's his name. I think his name is Trasher. There you go. I think it's Daniel and Brian Trasher. Sorry if I'm muddling it up, guys, but you were supposed to call in today, and I guess you didn't check your emails in time. But I'm going to play your song anyway, and I'm going to play it again. So go to www.trashimation.com to check out their video. And it's also a video that I'm about to play if I can find it again. I'm having a day. And Trashimation, like animation and trash. Okay, can you get that together? It's on YouTube, but I'm going to play the MP3 version now, and I'm going to raise the volume for old man Steve Mendoza. Here it goes.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you, and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue on corn on the cob, or have your laptop sergeant fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames, or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse. Glad it's not happened to me, it could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but
it could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse. Could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh, oops.
Well, you could drown in toxic waste, or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair, or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men, or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs, or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. And now I'm sure you can see it. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happened to me. It could always be worse. Oh yeah. How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
So check them out, guys, at Trashimation. T-H-R-A-S-H-I-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Do you have a friend in need of comfort? Share this video on Facebook and tag them. Then ask them to tag someone else in need of cheering up.
Who knew there was more? Well, it's based, I took it from their YouTube, so that's how I got it. So hopefully they'll call in and tell us what else they're working on. I found them on the Music Coalition site. Always a good sight to discover new talent. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? All right. A little insight, I guess.
Come to me, Takamaki. I am going to bring you to the edge of your wit.
Oh, no. Please, come first to me. Please, before I go. What's wrong?
Nothing. A little sushi stuck in my throat.
Before I go, I have some insight to tell you.
Oh, please, Takamaki, spare me the insight.
Oh, no, please. I must leave something to mankind.
You want to leave something to mankind?
Yes.
What?
Love. I must leave love to mankind.
Forget it, Takamaki. I'm throwing you over the cliff. And you will never love anything again.
Dirk. Dirk, where are you? Where are you, Dirk?
Don't call for Dirk. He doesn't have a phone number for this place. You're a manic depressive.
No, I'm not.
You are too.
I'm not a manic depressive.
You are too, Takamaki, and that's one thing that really gets on my nerves. One minute you're happy, one minute you're sad.
That's not true.
And all the time you're a real drag.
That's not true.
This is another fine mess you've gotten yourself into.
No,
Takamaki.
It's not. Look, before you draw me over, let's have a drink.
A drink?
Would you like a Laurel and Hardy on the rock?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I loved you once. You were a faithful lab assistant. Your insights were wonderful.
Yes, but those guts that you had in the lab were disgusting.
You've been lying to me, Takamaki. You've been lying.
No, I'm not.
You have, too. You've been being a lab assistant for Johnson & Johnson, making new Band-Aids and tampons and baby oil.
Oh, you know. I thought you didn't know.
Giving my secrets away like the true manic depressive you are.
Well, now I'm going to throw myself off this cliff.
Oh.
I cannot stand it anymore.
What are you doing with that knife?
I'm going to... Too distressed to kill myself. I'm sorry.
My final words to you are...
What the guts is coming out everywhere.
I loved your lying insight.
That was from Tom Carosa's show. In the house is Chuck Skull. Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione, check out Chuck, and you can shoot the Golden Age of Radio, 8 p.m., 10 a.m., it's the way it's put, I can't figure it out, Saturday, 10 a.m., Golden Age of Radio, and 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with Kat Vecchione, it's Skull's World, okay, of Mayhem, okay, Stephen Doza's show, you can check that out on the weekends. Yes, you can. I'll give you the times. Why can't everybody be one time so I can remember it? Thursdays at 4 p.m. with the Jukebox Diner. Sunday at 11 a.m. with Big Band Brunch. Always informative, always funny. Cyanide's in the house because he's just everywhere. He's at everybody's show. Are you getting paid to listen to our shows? I think that's what it is. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. You want to check out Betty Jo because she's always got something good going on in the movie industry. And this week she celebrates the anniversary of A Christmas Story. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. Yes, Dream Radio. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Check him out on Dream Radio. And he conveniently posts his site on the Mom and Pop Shop. So if you go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, you can click on it and it takes you right in there if you press live. Follow my show if you're not already. Follow it. Please follow it. And tell your friends to follow it because it's good for them, as Steve Mendoza says, right? Yes, it's true.
I wish something would happen. Here you go. Happy birthday. Mama's on.
What's the love? And it was a gap. Soon turned out, had a heart attack.
do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot endeavor Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look out. It's the fellas of handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast
the top of the town. Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wow-wee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, droppity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Workshop clean and always stayed up late to decorate the place. Trim the tree and put the Bibles on the wreath. She looked a mess in her flannel dress, but you never guess what she had on underneath. She wore patent leather and a red bustier. She was the one cracking the whip from the back seat. In the back of Santa's workshop, they keep special toys. They're not the same ones that they share with all the little girls and boys. And when the elves get tired, they head off to their room. Mrs. Claus, she pulls out the cuffs, she makes Santa's heart go boom, boom, boom.
Hey, you can get that at www.acousticmusic.com/fame, P09280. That's Just One Angel. It's a new album Christine Lavin's put together, and you want to check that out. And I'll find out who did Ho 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 in a second because I have my cheat sheet here. And Ho 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 by Bernice Lewis. Okay, so check that out. Vicky's in the house. Hey, Vicky, all the way from Greece. Yeah, we've been having a Santy time here. And Chuck Skull, Mondays and Fridays, all I can remember is 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione and 11 a.m., I think, on Saturday. It's nostalgia something. Okay, the Steve Mendoza Show is, because he emailed me, I can read it better, Thursdays at 4 p.m. with Jukebox Diner and Sunday at 11 a.m. with Big Band Brunch. I wish you would send out reminders, Steve. I'm not always home because of the Christmas shopping, but just remind me what's going on. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's great movie stuff. And check out our blog and check out our Facebook and everything else. Who else is in the house? Cyanide, you're terrific. Thank you so much for always tuning in. You're a good guy. And Vicky Chats from across the sea. So I guess my time is almost out. So don't forget, you can watch my TV show, New York time, 7 p.m. Go to www.mnn, that's MaryNancyNancy.org, MNN.org, the Lifestyles Channel, and it's the Nancy Lombardo Show. I have some fun Christmas stuff going on, so you want to check that out tonight at 7 p.m. I'm telling you all this because you're not in New York City. If you're in New York City, you can watch it on three channels, 56, 34, 83. Thank you. Let's go out with some holiday hints. Okay, kids, thank you for stopping by. It's wonderful.
And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway, 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home.
So long, kids. Thanks for tuning in. Cyanide hung on till the end. Love you, Cyanide. Thanks a lot. Have a nice, warm cocoa day.